everyone. Before we read our Bible, let us bow our head and we pray. Father, thank you for good opportunity that we can come in your house. We begin our life today by sitting in this place, asking your direction, and then talk to you, Father. And we believe that you are in this place, and then you will show us something important that we need to trust in. Thank you, Father. Please lead our heart and our mind in your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to continue our devotion on Daniel chapter 2. As I said before, that I will share Daniel chapter 2 using three messages, and this is the second message. When I see Daniel, then I can let you know that Daniel is a man of God, a man of God. Some people sometimes said, "Oh, you are a man of God," or "you are a woman of God." When I see Daniel, then I can say that a man of God is a man who know God. A man of God is a man who trusts God. And finally, a man of God is a man who works in God. So know, trust, and work. This is what Daniel showed it to us. He know God, and then he trusts God. And then finally, he works in God the whole his life. He works in God. So whenever we say that we are a man of God, then when we look back, we can see his story in our life. So all of you have opportunity to become a man of God, as long we know him, we trust him, and we work for him. In the beginning of chapter 2, Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar how he can understand Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel always talk about God. "It is God who revealed to me. It is God who tell me. Now everything that I have from God, I will let you know." Brothers and sisters, it's very important for us who live in modern time. We always want to tell something to other people. Some people maybe want to share, "Oh yeah, I just come back from my vacation, and then I put every good food in my Facebook." We want to share something to other people. Or some lady maybe want to share, "Oh yeah, I just met a good, handsome guy. Now I want to show it to you who is my future prince." And then every time she always go with his boyfriend. Or if we already married, we will not show our wife or our husband. Now the focus of our show off is our children. Sometimes when we walk in a mall or supermarket, we need to be careful because some crazy mother, they always take a picture without seeing other people. So don't push them and you will get a trouble. So all the Facebook, Instagram, full of their children. I think this is a part of human life. We want to tell other people what we have. But really, brothers and sisters, learning from Daniel, he just want to tell the first and the most important for other people. He want to share about God. Even in front of King of Nebuchadnezzar, he make long introduction in chapter 2. He said everything about God. Using this understanding, we also want to see our future in Hong Kong, also similar our future, my future in Indonesia. Because today, last night in Jakarta, also there was a protest. Yeah, they burned some post office. They burned some police shelter because they said they are right. Today we face this kind of problem. People think they are right. After they think they are right, they can do anything to disturb the society. And then how we can get peace in this kind of society? Daniel tell us, we can get peace as long we have right focus, not wrong focus. What I mean with right focus, not wrong focus? Okay, let's see Daniel chapter 2, verse 31. You, O king, were looking, and before there was a single great statue. That statue, which was large and of extraordinary splendor, was standing in front of you, and its appearance was awesome. The head of the statue was made of fine gold, its breast and its arm of silver, its belly and its thigh of bronze, its leg of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You continue looking until a stone was cut out without hand, and it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold was crushed all at the same time and become like cast from the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away so that no one, a trace of them, was found. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is what the dream. Now we will tell you its interpretation before the king. Brothers and sisters, I ask Yiling to help us to see how we can see this dream. Yeah, this is the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He showed a statue, head from the gold, and then silver after the gold, and then bronze around belly, and then after that, iron, and then combination, iron and clay. Among all theologians, when they read this Bible, similar with Nebuchadnezzar, they want to know what's the meaning of this picture. They learn his story, and then finally, they make interpretation. Yeah, they make interpretation based on Daniel chapter 2. We can see the interpretation when Daniel talked from verse 37 to 43. It said that the head is your kingdom. And then after you, there are another kingdom. And then going down, going down, going down, till the end. Yeah, make from iron and clay, divided Roman Empire. Long time ago, people say that the clay and the iron is Roman Empire. But today, many people say that the iron and clay is China. Why? Because if you see in China, subway around the city. So the iron is a train under the clay. So people say like this, when I read, I compare how many subway between China and United States. United States more have plane, but China more have train under subway train. So they said that the iron is the iron and clay is China. Everybody can say their opinion, yeah. But brothers and sisters, if we focus with this statue, then we forget with the big idea. What is the big idea? The big idea is here. Small stone. Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar happy with this dream because he is part of the head goal. Oh, I'm the head one. Yeah. Other king happy. I'm the silver one. But when I see this first, I don't care about theologian interpretation. I just want to care with this small tone, brothers and sisters. This dream really give me a supernatural power because God want to tell me, hey, Slamet, be focused. Don't focus with human empire. Focus in me. Yeah. When God told me focus in me, God show me this small tone. Because on verse 35 said, then iron after that, you continue looking until a stone, 34, until a stone was cut out without hand. Was cut out without hand. How a stone can cut out without hand? This is a supernatural. Yeah. This stone remind me, the first stone, from the story of David and Goliath. Yeah. A stone that can kill a Goliath. Yeah. At that time, God used David's stone to kill the enemy. Yeah. Very small stone. You can imagine the Goliath using very protective uniform, and then the stone come to this place. Yeah. I don't know if David join Olympic game, he will get a gold medal because he can hit near in between two eyes, push in this part. Yeah, really supernatural. A small stone that kill the enemy, and then the second stone is a stone that closed a cave when Jesus was laid down. Yeah. When Jesus was laid down. Because that night, the soldier stand in front of the stone. And then all Jesus' disciples was in desperate and they were afraid. They are hiding in many ways. Yeah, of course, Jesus' disciple is not like in China movie or Hong Kong movie, like very skillful martial arts who can kill 20, 30 soldiers with one hand. Yeah, no one of them. They were hiding. But at the midnight, brothers and sisters, the stone can move. Supernatural. No wonder, brothers and sisters, finally on Psalm chapter 118, verse 22, yeah, the stone become cornerstone. He is Jesus. And this picture want to tell us, yeah, all human kingdom will passed away, but the small stone, Jesus, is forever. Is forever. Because on verse 35 said, yeah, you continue looking until a stone was cut out without hand, and it struck the statue on its feet from iron and clay and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold was crushed all at the same time and become like the chaff from the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them was found. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Filled the whole earth. Brothers and sisters, really, the way Daniel writes this chapter is very beautiful. Yeah. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at the same time. Yeah. That means all human kingdom will pass away. And then after that, the small stone fill on the earth. Today, similar in our life, yeah, we come to see God, but at the same time, we read newspaper, we heard many news, yeah, weak picture that give us peace. The statue or the small stone, which is sometimes we forget to see this small stone. When I read this chapter, then I can say that although human power is powerful, but God's power is unlimited. Yeah. He is the most powerful. Yeah. So, what kind of spiritual food that we take this morning? Be focused in Him. Be focused in Him. Human kingdom, empire, pass away. Only in God we can trust and then put Him in our heart and become a peaceful. Yeah. This is what I get from this picture. Another week, I will share another verse from this chapter 2. Let us bow our head. I want you this morning to take time to meditate the small stone, which is Jesus. Yeah. Because this small stone is very powerful. Yeah. This small stone is Jesus who died and rise. And then this small stone is already give it to you when you believe in Him. Before Jesus left the world, He said that all power, authority already give it to me. And now, whatever Father give it to Jesus, Jesus want to give it to you. How can I get this power this morning? Brothers and sisters, man of God, woman of God, is a person who know Him, who trust Him, and then who work with Him. As long you know Him, you trust Him, you work and walk with Him, then you can see how powerful our Lord Jesus. So don't be afraid. May His peace come to you this morning. Go with you. And then make the world become believe Him. Similar like Nebuchadnezzar. Finally, he said to Daniel, "Your God is the God of all God. Powerful God. Let worship Him. The powerful God." Powerful God is also merciful God. How beautiful and comfortable for us if we know Him. He is powerful and also He is merciful. And His blessing always new in every morning to us. Whatever you need this morning, just tell Him. I give you 1 minute to pray for yourself before we go to intercession. Don't look upon human, because all human kingdom will pass away. Only the small tone fill the earth. Powerful God, also merciful God. Won't make you fear and worry. Political, finance, economy, family, your children, everything can make us fear and worry. But once you see the small stone, you get new power, because the small stone represented the powerful and merciful God that always loves us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all blessing that you pour out for us this morning. As long we focus to you, Father, and our journey will end with the winning. Okay, brothers and sisters, we spend our time this morning. We pray for brothers and sisters who have cancer and doing chemotherapy and other surgery. We pray that God will throw His power for them. Also pray for them in the midst of physical weakness, we pray that they can see salvation from Jesus also. We pray that God open their heart and they can believe Jesus. Also pray for a group of brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness, stroke, and other weakness. We pray that God will take away all this weakness from their body. Also pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking new job. We believe that God will prepare the best for them. Today, our mission prayer is for China. We pray for SP Beijing, for Pastor Hanshu, and SP Shanghai, for Pastor Ricky, and for all missionaries that we support. And then we pray that God will lead them step by step, sharing the gospel for China. Let's pray together. We also pray for Bod, P-Sam, P-Nate, Sandro, and all the team. We pray for them who are our leader in this church. We pray that God always give them wisdom in leading Solomon Porch. Thank you. We pray for fellowship group. We pray for young adult, men ministry, Monday prayer, pure desire retreat at October, and also pray for woman ministry. Let's pray together. SP 2.0, we pray for building and resources, benefactor and vision fund. We believe that God will provide better and bigger space for us, and then many people come to worship Him through Solomon Pots. Let's pray together. Last one, we pray for house church. Tonight we have 6 house church run at the same time in different place. We pray that God will lead every house church. Every member join house church. They can share and encourage each other. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for show us a small stone, but powerful. We put our trust in you, Father. Once we walk and work, we will walk and work with you, Father. And then victory is the end of our journey. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can continue your personal time.